Welcome to the You Can Tell the Children podcast, a place where sharing God's word with the next generation in your circle of influence can be simple, easy, and fun. We know that intentionally teaching children about God and the relevancy of his word will be a game changer in their homes, schools, and communities. This podcast is a ministry of Bible to School, experts in engaging children with the word of God. Together, we will make sure that you can tell the children about the love of Jesus. Ready, set, let's go. Welcome back to the You Can Tell the Children podcast, a ministry of Bible to School. I'm your host, Meredith Steidler, and you're listening to episode 142 with one of our classroom volunteers, Laura Funk. Did you know that Bible to School has grown 400% since 2016? And in the last 2 years alone, we have doubled in size. When our team learned of this at our last staff meeting, the unified response was, "Only God." Likewise, as you'll hear through Laura's testimony, when you do the work God calls you to, he grows the seeds and the results speak for themselves. You'll be encouraged to hear Laura's journey that's taught her to fear the Lord and live more boldly for his name's sake. A few housekeeping items, friends. Have you engaged with Bible to School on Facebook and Instagram? Did you know you can subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss an episode? What about leaving a review on your favorite podcast channel? Believe it or not, these are all simple ways you can help us spread the word about our ministry. We couldn't do this without you. Speaking of, we need just a handful of you to say yes to supporting this podcast. If you're looking for a way to give right now, would you prayerfully consider joining our podcast impact team? This gets you a free Bible to School t-shirt and the chance to share on air. You can learn more at Bible2School.com. That's Bible, the number 2, school.com. Are you ready to hear how Bible to School is changing lives? Join my conversation with Laura now. Well, hi, Laura, and welcome to the You Can Tell the Children podcast. Great to have you here.
Oh, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
So would you just tell us, for starters, a little bit about yourself and your family before we dig into all the Bible to School good stuff?
Yes, I would be happy to. I grew up here in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. My parents were Christians, believers, and I had three brothers. And I went to a public school, but in sixth grade, after I became a believer at a Good News Bible Club in our neighborhood, I don't know, I just felt like there was something more. Like, I was a little bit fearful of public school. So, you know, when I was in sixth grade, my parents gave me a choice and they said either public school or I could go to Christian school. So I decided to go to Christian school, very happy with that decision, and had a really good friend there who mentored me in my Christian walk. And end up graduating, go to nursing school. I wanted to be a missionary nurse, proceeded to go to, you know, college for that, and went to a one-year Bible school in South Carolina. And yeah, just pursuing ministry. Although I met my husband the summer before I went to Bible school. So things changed there. I got engaged while I was at Bible school. And then we ended up getting married and never made it to the mission field. But, you know, my husband and I feel like we're on the mission field now in the city that we're working in. And so, yeah, so never made it there, but I have four wonderful children and I homeschooled them all from kindergarten to 12th grade. It was a real blessing. And yeah, just very thankful for that.
Wow, that's wonderful.
And I have three grandkids and one on the way, one in August. So very happy.
Yes. Yeah. A whole new season.
Whole new season, yes.
Oh, and it's wonderful to hear that you have ministered through every season, it sounds like. And my favorite thing about Bible to School is that it is a mission, right? And so I love to talk about how it is the most locally minded mission you can get in your own backyard, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
Praise God for that. So while we need global missionaries, we need neighborhood missionaries, and we need it all. God uses it all. So tell me a little bit about your current role with Bible to School.
So I'm currently a small group leader here in Pennsylvania. We started last year, 2023, in January. And then this past year, we had a full year from September to April. And it was just a real blessing.
Oh, that is awesome. So I know you a little bit. So I kind of know a little bit about your story. Would you just tell us a little bit about your past as far as enjoying children? I'm assuming you've always enjoyed working with kiddos.
Yeah. So when I was in high school, I felt led to be a part of the Boys and Girls Club in Lancaster. And it's our local city. That was my first experience with being able to lead a little girl to the Lord. And so that was just so awesome. And I had youth leaders that were really, really supportive of me, and I was able to help with the youth group. And then after my husband and I got married, I started attending his church and got involved with Awana. I led the music for the kids and also was a small group leader there. And then when we went to, after we were married, we went to a new church and I was involved in a second grade Sunday school class. So yeah, I really love the second graders. And that's where I ended up helping with Bible to School also.
Awesome. Well, yeah, tell me about that. Before you got involved with Bible to School, you had first heard about it. Tell me a little bit about that story.
Yes. Yeah. So my daughter got married last May, but as they were dating, my daughter's husband's mother, her friend, was doing ministry in a local city. So we found out that she had a desire to start a Bible to School program at the local elementary school. There's only one elementary school. And so she was considering starting that. She visited our house church and kind of gave a little bit of some information. And I really felt God leading me to do that. I hadn't been in kid ministry for a couple of years and was really missing it. I was done homeschooling. And I was like, Lord, I really feel like you're calling me back to kids ministry. I really love kids. And so, yeah, so that door opened and, you know, took a leap of faith because I was a little bit of afraid. Yeah. And God blessed tremendously. Oh my goodness. Like, I would not turn back. I want to tell the whole world. Every city needs to have this at their schools. And yeah, I'm just so passionate about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I hear that theme throughout. We have these member highlights as we're doing now, like once a month or every other month. And that's what it is. It's just people don't know that this is around, that it exists, that there's a law that supports it that's 100 years old. And, you know, the people who started Bible to School, you know, release time is the law that allows it, which has been around for 100 years. But Bible to School itself as a ministry has been around, maybe 43 years at this point. But even so, how has it been around for 43 years and people still haven't heard? So thank you for sharing your story on this podcast, which is another way we can get the news out that this is a thing and that you can bring it to your area too with the ministry's help. So thank you for all you do, Laura. Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're welcome.
So what do you love most, if you had to choose, which I'm asking you to, about the Bible to School program?
I just love that we're able to tell the kids the truth and the gospel truth, that Jesus died for them, Jesus loves them, Jesus forgives them, and there's the hope of heaven. Many of these kids that I work with, you know, are not a part of a local church and have broken families. And yeah, they've never heard the hope of Jesus and what he's done for us. The time goes so fast, but we're able to get in, you know, what we need to get in, you know, to tell them. And they love the stories. They love acting out the stories. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So for those who listen and don't know, Bible to School is set up with, first they come in and they have their lunches, right? Usually. And then they have a large group lesson, and then they break up into small groups, and then they worship before they leave. Is that about how you guys follow? Okay. And are you a small group leader?
Yes.
Okay. So I can tell you my favorite part about the small group time. Do you particularly love the small group time? Like, what makes that set apart from just having everyone listen to a teaching?
Oh yeah. You can get to the kids' hearts. You know, you can hear, you know, they each kind of get individual time and they get to share. And yeah, it's just wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. And, you know, time to pray too. Like, they'll tell you all the things the dog died, or like, you know, I'm sad because my grandma's sick, or, you know, things you wouldn't get in a large group setting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've been able to do these last two Easters is that I visit them at their homes and give them a little like Easter basket. So I get to see where they live. I get to meet their parents, and that's been wonderful.
Oh, that's so special. I love that. Yes. Oh, I know. We were just talking at our last Bible to School. So we end in April because the kids have the PSSAs. And so we have to finish up before then. And they're always so sad. And we're sad to see them leave. We love our students. But we can do a few things. We can let them know that there's lots of churches nearby that they're welcome to attend if they want to. It's up to you if you want to invite families to get together during the summer, you know, like the students and the volunteers, it's a relationship is what I'm trying to get at, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And as I heard you say in your story, from even when you were young, mentors were really important in part of your testimony, weren't they?
Oh my. I can't speak enough about that. Yeah, my parents were fighting and going through a divorce later in life. And so, yeah, my youth leaders were definitely my second family.
Yeah, amen. And that's one of the beauties of, again, Bible school is locally mission-minded, but you just get to breathe life into these students who you wouldn't encounter otherwise. And it's just a beautiful example of the love of Jesus. So,
and when we showed up their home, you know, their faces, they're just so, they're like, you've come to my home. Like they were just yeah. so, yeah.
Well, it makes them feel special and loved and known.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, that's exceptional. Well, would you just share one of your favorite God stories from Bible to School with our listeners?
Oh yeah. I'm so happy to share this story. We were doing the lesson, Daniel in the Lion's Den, just talking about how God, you know, took care of Daniel in the lion's den, protected him, saved him. And so part of the project was making the gospel bracelets. And so, you know, we had the black string and then we had all the different color beads, you know, and we're going through, you know, we talk about the black one, sin, and then the red one, Jesus died for me. And then we get to the white one, you know, where Jesus forgives us of our sins. And my one girl, she was like, I want Jesus to forgive my sins. And so I'm like, wow. And so I went over and sat beside her and went through the Bible to school. We have this called the CBA. It makes a cross and it explains the whole gospel with confession, believing, action, I guess is accepting. And so, yeah, I went through that with her, prayed with her, and she became a believer. And I was so happy when we were walking back to school. I'm like, you know, you need to share this with your family and friends. And she was just so excited. And then the next week, I couldn't be there because I was on vacation. And so the leader of our group said that she came running up and she's like, guess what? I accepted Jesus last week.
All the excitement.
So happy. And, you know, she was a different person from then on. You could tell Jesus changed her life. And, you know, she would want to open the door for all the kids. And she had a light. She just like had a beam. You know, she was just smiling all the time and wanted to help. And there was definitely a change in her life.
Amen. What a beautiful testimony. Her heart was ready.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Because she was one that just really didn't know a lot about Jesus. And so she definitely, her heart was ready.
Oh, that's amazing. And how we know that God will continue to bring people into her life and yes. water those
yes.
seeds.
Exactly.
And just mm-hmm. the fact that she showed yes. that turning from, you know, it wasn't just this prayer. It was a change that you saw yes. and a light in her. That's what this is all about.
Yes. What's so cool is that there was another boy that accepted Jesus a few weeks earlier. Same thing. His life, you know, he changed too. And it was really neat to see. And it encouraged us all, you know, that our efforts, our menial efforts, you know, God is using in a major way.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Amen. 100%. Yeah. Oh, I love that so much.
Let's pause right now and take a question from one of our Bible to School kids.
Will you pray with me? Sometimes I say bad words.
What could be more impactful than praying with a child and teaching them what a humble confession looks and sounds like? Sin happens when we make bad choices, like saying bad words. You can guide a child with a simple prayer of confession of faith that we use at Bible to School. We even use a visual cutout paper cross to do it. It's called a CBA cross, and it includes a child-friendly prayer that can be helpful when a child is ready to make a confession of faith as well. It reads, Dear God, I'm sorry for my sins. I believe Jesus died on the cross for the forgiveness of my sins. I want to follow you. Please forgive me and be part of my life forever. Because this CBA cross is so impactful, we're making it available for you to share with the children in your life. So go ahead and pray with them and use the CBA cross.
So would you just share, I love asking this question too when we do member highlights because, you know, the Lord speaks to us all and he speaks to us in different ways and wants us to hear certain messages. I'm just curious what he's teaching you, the Lord is teaching you right now in this particular season.
Well, recently we're a part of a house church and when we get together for house church, we kind of share what God is doing in our lives with each other. And one of the other guys in our, the leader of our group shared that he had heard this saying, and the saying was, you can gauge the level of wisdom that you have, but what you fear the most. And so as he was talking about that, I'm like, wow, you know, I wanted to take the rest of the week and like, Lord, what do I fear? And so he brought to mind that I fear anything happening to my children. That is a big fear. Also, maybe now that I have grandchildren, they're kind of added to the list, you know, now that I fear anything happening to them, or I fear my health, you know, I fear different things happening to my health, you know. And I'm like, the Lord was trying to tell me, okay, those, you need to fear me first. And what that means is not being afraid of him, but respecting him and knowing that he is in control of all things. I do not need to fear. If anything does happen to any of my children, he will be there with me. Like, he is my rock and I don't need to be afraid. He's got this. And I just need to fear him and respect him first. You know, I've struggled with anxiety my whole life. And I think the Lord is bringing me to a new place to rest and to have peace, knowing that he's got this.
That's such a good word. Such a good word. Is there any scripture that you kind of cling to that gives you that reminder?
Yeah. So when I was doing my study, I came across Proverbs 1:7, just the whole, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and destruction. And so just being reminded of that, you know, to fear the Lord first, you know, just respect him and be in awe of him. And then I noticed that you guys, when you sent me the email, you had a verse, Ephesians 6:19, pray that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Like, that is what this is all about, Bible to School, that we would not be afraid of man, you know, but that we would trust the Lord and speak the truth, not be afraid and be bold. So I was like really happy to see that verse that you had there. And yeah.
Well, that's just a cool God thing, because I have that verse there because that's what I need help for the most.
Yes, don't we all?
Yeah. And you know, I love you sharing that you've struggled with anxiety most of your life, because I think if we're honest, a lot of our root issue comes from fear. Most people probably would say, maybe not that they're anxious, but what they're fearing is not the Lord first. And really, that brings us back to the first commandment, which is love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Because when we love him, like you said, we respect him, which is a loving fear, knowing he is sovereign and in control. And I don't know if you knew this, but Bible to School's theme verse, Bible to School National, is Deuteronomy 6:4-9, which kind of ties into that. It talks about training our children up in the Lord and teaching them all the time. When we walk along the road, when we lay down at night, when we get up, when we eat, we're teaching them that very thing, right? To fear and love the Lord. So yeah, I love you chose Proverbs 1:7, because it doesn't just say, oh, fear the Lord. It says what the result of it is. Mm-hmm. And wisdom. I'll take more of that.
Yes.
Yeah. So Laura, what encouragement or advice would you like to leave our listeners with today?
Yeah. So I just wanted to encourage our listeners to spend time with the Lord. I don't know if you remember the movie War Room, but you know, she had a prayer closet. And after that movie, I made my own prayer closet. And I make sure that I spend time with the Lord each day, you know, trying to hear what he's telling me to do and pray to him, read the word. You know, it's just an encouragement. So just encouraging the listeners to spend that time, take the time to read the word and hear from the Lord. And, you know, just also in my journey, I started keeping what you call an Ebenezer jar. I call it my Ebenezer jar. In 1 Samuel 7:12, Samuel built up an altar. And it was called Ebenezer, and it meant, thus far, the Lord has helped us. So what I do is whenever I feel like the Lord has helped or answered prayer, I write on a rock and I put it in my jar. Now the jar is full. So now I just kind of add little pieces of paper. You know, when I feel like God has showed up, you know, and has done a miracle, I write on that and I make sure that I don't forget what he's done in my life. Just encouraging the listeners to get involved in ministry. You know, Bible to School is a ministry. And, you know, just be used by God, you know, wherever you feel he's calling you. We all have different gifts and he'll use us in different ways, but just be bold in these last days. These last couple of weeks, I've been out in the world and have noticed that I come into contact with people and they're hurting. And I feel God nudging me saying, okay, find out why they're hurting and maybe pray with them and maybe just encourage them. And so, yeah, lately I've been able to do that and it's been such a real blessing. And the one girl was like, wow, you're bold. I'm like, no, I'm not. You know, I'm just trying to listen to the Lord. And, you know, you really need encouragement. You really need prayer. Just getting, you know, being bold for Jesus, because in these last days, it's getting bad out there. But Jesus is the only hope. Don't be afraid or have that fear. You know, go and bold.
Yeah. Fear the Lord and he'll bring wisdom and boldness. Thanks so much for sharing those words, Laura. I would just love it if you would close our time together and pray for our listeners and pray for our Bible school kiddos.
I will. Thank you. Dear Lord, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you for Bible to School. Thank you for the ministry that is happening in schools. Lord, for kids' hearts that are being opened to you, Lord, and that they're hearing about the amazing things you've done in the Old Testament and the New Testament. And Lord, just continue to draw your kids to you. Thank you for all the leaders and small group leaders. And Lord, just bless them as they give up their time to be able to tell the kids the truth and spend time with them and pray with them. God, just thank you so much for this ministry, for those that are in leadership, and just bless the ministry, Lord. May it continue to spread across the United States and just be in more schools. God, just thank you for the work that you've started here, and may you continue to bless, and may you continue to bring kids to salvation, that they would have hope in you, Jesus. This world is a dark world, and Lord, you are their only hope. And so, God, continue to work in this ministry. We just thank you so much. It's such a blessing, and we give you all honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, I just love Laura's heart for the Bible to School program, and I'm so encouraged each time I hear these volunteers share their God stories. Would you rejoice with me that children are entering into the kingdom of God because of his work through this ministry and his people? Now, more than ever, children need to hear biblical truth and then develop boldness to stand firm in their faith. You know, our program helps make this very thing happen. And you never know. Your review of this podcast or share of an episode may be the spark needed to kickstart Bible to School at a brand new location. So to learn more about bringing a program to your community, go to BibleToSchool.com and click on the Start a Program tab. Well, thanks so much for tuning in, friends, and I'll meet you right back here next week. Until then, don't forget, you can tell the children in your life about Jesus.